Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a hot pants style call and response riff in Ableton Live 12 for that sunrise set emotion, with jungle and old school DN beat energy. So think uplifting, nostalgic, a little rugged, and still properly club ready. This is the kind of section that comes in after a tense part of the tune and opens the room back up, without losing the bite. The big idea here is simple. The drums ask the question, the bass answers it, and then the whole groove keeps moving. In drum and bass, that conversation between break, sub, mid bass, and space is everything. If that relationship is tight, the tune feels alive even with very few notes. First, set your tempo around 174 BPM. That gives you the urgency and lift we want for jungle flavor DNB. Then organize your project into three groups. Drums, bass, and effects or atmos. Don't start by writing a flashy melody. Start with the groove. Load in a break, either as an audio loop or sliced into a drum rack. Pick something with a strong kick and snare, crispy hats, and enough character to chop up. Build a basic two-bar drum loop first. Keep the backbeat clear, add a few ghost notes, and let the break breathe. You can put EQ8 on the drum bus to clean up mud under 30 to 35 Hz. Then use drum bus lightly for some drive and transient punch. A little goes a long way here. We want energy, not smashed drums. Now, chop the break into something musical. If you're slicing to a drum rack, keep the main snare strong and don't edit away all the swing. A lot of that old-school jungle feel comes from the drums still sounding human. You can duplicate the break too. Keep one copy more natural and make a second copy more compressed and aggressive. On that layer, a bit of saturator and a touch of transient enhancement can help it cut through. If the low mids start to pile up, high pass that layer a little so the sub has room. Now let's build the call phrase. For the clean low end, use operator with a sine wave for the sub. Keep it simple, no big stereo width, no fancy chorus, no extra movement down low. Add a saturator after it for a bit of harmonics, then keep the sub mono with utility. That's your foundation. For the character layer, use wave-eatable or another synth for the mid-bass. This is where the riff gets its personality. Use a saw or square bass tone, keep the filter reasonably low, and let a little modulation move the sound over time. For the call phrase, write something short and memorable. One bar is often enough. Two bars if you need more space. Think root, fifth, minor, seventh, maybe an octave jump. Don't overplay it. The bass should feel like it's speaking, not rambling. A good way to phrase it is to make bar one more active, then bar two more open. So maybe the first bar is a syncopated little statement, and the second bar lands on a held note or a longer tone that gives the sunrise emotion some room. Leave gaps. Those gaps let the break speak. Then build the response phrase. This is where you contrast the call. If the call is open and melodic, make the response tighter and a bit darker. If the call is dark, make the response a touch brighter so it feels like the horizon is opening. Use shorter notes, more rhythmic repetition, and a little more mid-range growl. A small amount of glide or portamento can help it feel fluid, but don't make it sloppy. You want movement, not blur. A really useful arrangement trick here is to treat the whole riff like a conversation with the drums. If the break is busy, answer with fewer notes. If the break is sparse, let the bass do more of the talking. That push and pull is part of what makes old-school DNB feel so alive. Now comes the fun part, resampling. This is where the bass stops beating just MIDI and starts becoming a record-like texture. Route your mid-bass to an audio track and record a full pass of the riff. While it's recording, move the filter cutoff, drive, and any delay or echo throws in real time. Don't just resample for grit. Resample to commit to a decision. Once it's audio, you can edit it like a real performance. After you print it, chop the resampled audio into useful pieces. Keep the strongest hits, trim weak tails, and maybe reverse a tiny fragment or two for a little flourish. This is how you get that lived-in jungle feel. A resampled bass chop often has more personality than a perfectly static synth loop, because the movement is already baked in. It also helps with CPU and gives you something more tangible to arrange with. At this point, make sure your low end is clean. The sub should stay mono and simple, sitting below roughly 90 to 120 Hz. Put utility on the sub at 0% width. If needed, low pass or gently clean it with EQ8 so it stays focused. The mid bass can take the character work above that range. High pass it a bit so it doesn't fight the sub. If the resampled mids get sharp around 3 to 5 kHz, tame them slightly. The goal is power with clarity. Now check the groove in mono. This is a crucial sanity check. If the bass vanishes in mono, something is wrong. The kick and snare should still hit, and the riff should still read clearly. In drum and bass, If the low end is messy, the whole tune loses impact fast. Keep it disciplined. Next, add the little drum details that make the groove feel human and propulsive. Ghost snare before the main backbeat. Tiny hat taps after bass stabs, maybe to kick pickup into the next bar. Small things. This is where the break and the bass start really talking to each other. Use velocity to keep ghost notes quiet and main hits strong. If you want a little extra excitement, you can use a tiny beat repeat fill or a snappy drum texture layer, but don't clutter it. For the sunrise emotion, bring in atmosphere carefully. Add vinyl noise, a filtered pad, a soft reverb tail, or a breathy reverse texture. Keep it restrained. You want the horizon to open, not the whole sky to wash out the drums. Automate the atmosphere so it slowly brightens over 8 or 16 bars. During the call phrase, keep it darker and narrower. During the response, let it widen a little. That contrast is what gives Sunrise DNB its emotional lift. Now think about arrangement. This should not feel like a loop that just repeats forever. Give it shape. A strong version could be 4 bars of core riff, 4 bars of added drum detail, then a 4-bar strip down, then a 4-bar lift with a fill, or think in 16-bar blocks. Establish, vary, strip, return. Even small changes, every 4 or 8 bars make the section feel like a proper tune rather than a pattern. One very useful move is to automate a high-pass filter or even mute the sub briefly right before a new phrase. Let the upper bass flicker for a moment, then drop the full low end back in. That contrast creates a proper DNB impact moment. It's a classic trick, and it works because the drop feels bigger after the absence. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the sub too busy. Don't let both the break and the bass live in the same low-mid space without control. Don't make every element stereo. And don't let the arrangement stay static. If it feels loop-like, add one change every few bars. A drum fill, a bass mute, a filter move, a reverse hit. Something that gives the ear a reason to stay locked in. If you want to push it darker and heavier, layer a subtle reese under the response phrase, but high-pass it so the sub remains clean. Or duplicate the mid-bass and distort one copy more aggressively, then blend it quietly underneath. That kind of parallel dirt can give you a lot of attitude without destroying the low end. And if the riff starts sounding too polite, rough up the mids a little and let the drums breathe more. That's often the difference between a nice loop and a real jungle section. So here's the core takeaway. Build the groove around the break first. Write a short call and response bass conversation against it. Resample the moving parts so they feel like a record, and then arrange it in clear 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. Keep the sub mono and clean. Let the mid-bass carry the emotion and grit. Use automation to tease the sunrise lift without giving away all the brightness too early. For practice, try making one 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Load a break. Program a 1-bar call. Program a 1-bar response. Resample the response. Chop it into a few useful hits. Add one automation move, like filter or drive or an echo throw. Then loop it in mono and remove one element so it breathes better. If it still feels strong with less in it, you're on the right track. That's the move. Keep it short. Keep it musical. Keep it tense and uplifting at the same time. That's how you get that sunrise jungle DNB energy hitting properly.